Heavenly Father, we come before you today with a grateful heart. We thank you for a beautiful day, O God. At the same time, we thank you for protecting us throughout the week. We thank you for all the blessing that you've given unto us. It is by your kindness and grace that enable us to go through each and every day. We are now ready to face this week. Oh, Lord,
yes, Lord,
we pray that this week you will fill us with favor, opportunity, breakthrough, healing, and blessing. Lord, remember our pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, owner and founder of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Lord, remember our host on today, God, and her family. Lord, as she teach the word on today, God, let us get something out of what she taught, God. Father, and remember everyone that's on the line today, the one that's on their way and the one that's already on the line. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord today for Sunday schools. We thank the Lord for Spirit and Truth worship service this morning. Just thanking the Lord for you all joining us for here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church underneath the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. This is our final week in our fall quarter for Sunday school. We have went September, October, November, amen, and I just thank the Lord for him teaching us about obedience and so that we can reap the benefits and the blessings from being obedient sons and daughters. I'm your host this morning, Prophetess Maggie, just giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, who is my life this morning, and I am just excited about this movement that God has taken us into, that we're headed into. And this week's Sunday school lesson is entitled Obedience in Celebration. So we are using the Union Gospel Press Fall Quarter Lesson. This is Lesson 13, the final week for the Fall Quarter. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Roberts. Thank God for all of the saints that are on the line. As God has done some great things in our walk in the last 13 weeks. Amen.
Yes,
whether it's been in Bible study for Cornerstone, prayer, Sunday school, or Spirit and Truth worship, we thank God for him expanding our learning, and we thank God for the wisdom that he has given us, that we can be obedient, that we can continue to hear him, we can continue to trust him, submit to him, to surrender, and to love him. And it causes us to live. And so we thank God for us not being in the place that we were 13 weeks ago, but we are in a better place. And it is an awesome experience. It has been an awesome experience. And this week, our Sunday school lesson is entitled Obedience in Celebration. And we're coming from Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Amen. And it's obedience in celebration. Mother Roberts, if you don't mind reading those verses, please.
Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the Lord. A Sabbath for the Lord shall thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard, that which groweth of its own according of the harvest. Thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes, nor thy wine undress, for it is a year of rest unto the Lord. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee for thee and thy servants and for thy maid and for thy hired servant and for the stranger that sojourn with thee and for thy cattle and for the beasts that are in the land. All the increase thereof be meat, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound of the 10th day, and of the 7th month in the day of atonement. Shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all the land, and ye shall hallow the 15th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitation thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it, or thy wine undressed. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Just want to thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I like verse 12, how he says, even though it's a celebration, it shall be holy. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory Amen. To God. In everything that we do, it must be holy. Hallelujah. Even when we're celebrating. Hallelujah. So let's look at this word celebration. To prepare, to keep, or observe a feast or festival, to praise, to exalt, to commend, to give, to keep holy, to honor or distinguish, to confess, profess, speak the same, to agree, to make cheer, make merry, to sing, to shine, to give light. So celebration is more than throwing parties. Mm. It is the practice of choosing to be present in the moments of our lives, being present. Amen?
Amen.
So we see that today our aim is the facts, to understand the instructions and regulations of the year of Jubilee. It wasn't just the Lord gave some, he gave some instructions. He spoke some things over them for them to live by. There were regulations. They were just words that did not hold value or hold weight, but they were words these are words that serve purpose. These are things that he declared that should be done. An order, a teaching, the message describing how something is to be done. The information, the impartation of knowledge. This is so he gave them an impartation of knowledge for the year of Jubilee. To the principle to realize it is the Lord's way of life for us to rejoice in his possession and provision. Glory to God. As I was this week for Thanksgiving, even building up to Thanksgiving, I have been, sometimes we as people, we don't really understand the blessings that the Lord is showing us every day. And so the Lord was saying, Maggie, don't complain about your legs and your limbs and your arms and this may hurt and that may hurt, because you have them, glory to God. And so even in that, the provision of me having the activity of my limbs, I'm able to move my fingers, I'm able to move my legs, I'm able to breathe, I'm able, the provision that he gives us daily, rejoicing in that. And so that is what he wanted them to see, that it is the way of life for us to rejoice. It should be a, this thing should be a lifestyle. It should not just be a one-day event, but this should be our lifestyle, that we are practicing how to be rejoicing, how to be grateful, how to have a heart of gratitude to the things, the provision and the possessions that he is giving us. Amen. And so the application is to remember daily that Christ has freed us from bondage and servitude to this world. We are not in a place. Think about where you were 10 years ago, glory to God, or 20 years ago, before, or whenever you got, before you got saved, and now you are free from that bondage. We are free from how we used to be. The Lord is continually delivering us, and we don't have to serve this world, but we serve and we exalt and we glorify him. And so
Amen.
This is a daily process. He says to remember, the author says to remember daily that Christ freed us. We are no longer bound or enslaved to sin, but we are free. And that's that alone is so, that's so breathtaking, and it is so I can't really put words to it, because it's so awesome to know that we are free. We are no longer bound to the things of this world. We are no longer slaves to this world, but we are free.
Amen.
And so the year of Jubilee reminded Israel that the land of, that the land God had given them really belonged to him. The things that God has given us, they belong to him.
Amen.
Our jobs, our houses, education, and ability, everything we use and possess, belong to God. It's not our knowledge. It's not our wisdom. He has given those provisions to us. He's given those blessings to us. He's given those things to us. But they ultimately belong to God. And we can't lose sight of that. He blesses us to go on a job to bless us with finances, but it belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
He blesses us with our homes. It belongs to the Lord. Our talents, whatever God has given you, it belongs to the Lord. It is not ours. And so he reminded Israel that the land belonged to him. The year of Jubilee is the year and the year and the end of seven cycles, the sabbatical years, debt cancellation. First, the land belonged to the Lord, who determined its proper use. Second, God's people were to go free. Freedom, something that we loosely throw around, whether it's natural or spiritual, but freedom. We in America, we really sometimes don't know how free we are. We have
Amen.
So much freedom. We can pick up our Bibles and don't have to have a taskmaster, or we are afraid to read our Bibles. We can pick them up in public and share the word. There are certain countries where you can't even do that. That Christians on today they're going underground. They're going in each other's houses because the religion of that country does not allow them to permit to do that. So we are free
Amen.
To worship. We are free to exalt the name of Jesus. We are free to share the good news. We are free to do these things.
Amen.
We're not incarcerated, but we have freedom. And that's a good thing to be. That's a good place to be. It's the same, the year of Jubilee, it's the same concept as the Sabbath day. 6 days of work and seventh day of rest. And so in this, the Lord was showing them the land they could plant and prune and harvest for 6 years, but on the seventh year, they could eat whatever the land produced, but they could not plant or prune nor harvest. He gave some instruction. He just didn't throw them out there to say, do whatever you want. But there was instruction that he spoke and that he declared. There was commands, a directive. There was a charge that they had to keep. Amen? And so the word harvest, that word is a twofold word. The word harvest, the Lord showed me this some years back. The word harvest, it means to yield. It means to submit. It means to yield, to stop, to obey. And the second part of that harvest, is the blessing portion. So when you do the instruction, there is a blessing portion in this. You yield a harvest. You yield a provision. You yield the blessings. But there's a part that we must do before, and that is obeying, submitting, surrendering to his word. Not just doing what we want to do, but to understand that he's given a directive. And so in the last 13 weeks, he's been declaring and decreeing and speaking a directive in our lives that we must obey. It causes us to live. It's just not a word that is just loosely thrown out there, but it causes us to live. It says, it tells the children to obey their parents so that they can have a long life. That's spiritually speaking to us too, because we're still little children. So when we obey the word of God, we will live. We will reap the benefit. And we saw that's what he was telling the children of Israel in here. If you keep it holy, you shall eat and produce from the land, from the field. You'll reap the benefits of obeying my word. Amen. A year of rest. Every seventh year was to be a Sabbath year of rest for the land. It was to be set apart as unto the Lord. Seeds were not to be sowed in the field. Over and over again, when the idea of the Sabbath comes up, and we learned a couple of weeks ago, the Sabbath is a day of rest, to stop, to cease from any ordinary work. God commanded a day of rest because he wants us to trust him, and that prevents us from idolizing any ordinary work. A day set aside for rest and worship. It is to remind people that the Lord created the world in 6 days and rested the seventh. He did not need 6 days. He set this pattern because human beings need this rest. We also need to be reminded that God is our creator so that we can rely and trust in him. If we lose sight of this fact, it becomes very easy for us to deny God's ownership and his authority over us. So when we start losing sight of things, that it belongs to the Lord, that we must follow the word of God. When we start losing sight and derailing from that, it denies God's ownership and his authority over us. Then we start relying in ourselves, in which we know naturally our strength can never compare to the strength of God. Our strength is weakness compared to the strength of God. So we must understand that it is him that empowers us. It is him that strengthens us. to get up and go to these jobs, that if you're retired or whatever the situation, to get up and continue to do the work of the kingdom. And it's him that empowers us. And so God's strength and ability is so immense that he could have easily created the entire universe and all the creatures that exist in a split second. He could have done it right then in no time. He did not rest the seventh day because he was tired. He never gets tired, nor does his strength diminish because he does something. The pattern of working 6 days and resting the seventh is, again, to remind us of his creatorship and ownership of everything. It is to remind us. Amen? And so a year of jubilee. The jubilee year was a time to proclaim liberty, freedom, throughout all the land unto all inhabitants. As we learn from the rest of chapter 25 of Leviticus, we, while the fields were to lie fallow, God promised to provide enough produce from the land that there would be enough to last through the Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee until again, once again, there could be a complete cycle of planting and harvest. So he gave them, he wanted them to know that there was freedom and liberty throughout all of the planting, all of the land unto all inhabitants. This is just not for a set of people, but there's freedom from sin. There's freedom. We all have the right to accept salvation so that we can have this freedom, so that we're not bound in bondage in serving this world. He wants us to know that it is for all inhabitants, this freedom, this joy that we have. It's not just for us to keep it to ourselves, but us to share this joy, to share this freedom to our brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
And so, therefore, there could be a complete cycle of planting and harvesting. Now, we're talking spiritually. Planting and harvesting this movement that God is speaking of, for us to get up and understand that sharing the gospel with those that are not in the same place, walking the same walk that we're walking, but making disciples, causing them awareness and causing them to be being focused and equipping others with the vision of the Word of God, planting and harvesting so that it can be a multiplication, it can be a harvest, it can be a plentiful harvest. Amen? Glory to God. If you're working in your kitchen, if you don't mind muting, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we thank the Lord today for his awareness to make how to plant and to plant and to water the seeds that they may multiply this harvest.
Amen.
Spreading the good news of the gospel. And being excited about it, amen, a holy year. We do not know if the Israelites ever did observe the Sabbath years or the year of Jubilee. It is true that when God put Israel under judgment for their sin, he caused others to come and take them captive out of the land. He specifically mentioned then that he would keep them in captivity for 70 years to give the land its Sabbath. Because of them not listening and obeying, he had to put them in captivity. The rest of our chapter also gives the regulations for lands mortgaged because of the owner's poverty and the release of indentured servants, the release of the poor in the land in the year of Jubilee. They could go home to their properties and their families. They had freedom. My God. They were no longer they no longer were indentured servants, but they could experience this freedom. They could be released. They could be withheld without any form. They could be released without any restraint because of what the Word of God declares. And they could go home to their properties and their families. It was to be a time of great joy and praise to God for the freedom he had given them. Daily we should wake up. And if we think about how we once were bound in sin, and if Jesus had not shed the blood on the cross, we would not experience this freedom. We would be trying to kill doves and goats and sheep, all this stuff they did in the Old Testament. But because of Jesus being the last sacrifice, glory to God, now we have a right to this freedom. And we should be excited and full of joy because of this freedom. I thank God for the freedom. I thank God that I'm no longer bound to this world. Now see, they were bound to slave masters and they were released, but we are no longer poor in spirit. Because we've been released from that. All of our debts have been canceled. Jesus canceled all of our debts. Amen. Glory to God. If you're feeling a little sleepy this morning, glory to God, mute your phone. Amen. Glory to God. Because we're excited about the Word of God. Hallelujah. And it keeps us revived and alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord this morning for reviving us and freeing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us go into some of the questions this morning. Hallelujah. What were the Israelites to do every 7 years? Amen. Amen. Let us mute our phones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shake yourself and wake yourself this morning. Hallelujah. Sit up in a straight chair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Or if you can't do that, then just mute your phone. Amen. Glory to God. But let us, what were the Israelites to do every 7 years based on the Word of God, what Leviticus 25 is telling us? Amen.
In the seventh year of the cycle, the Israelite was to observe a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. In this year, the people of God were not to plant their fields nor take care of their vineyards. This was a day that God set aside for worship, the Sabbath day.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Are there any other shares this morning with that? If not, we're going to move on into the next question. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What are some practical values of these two events for us? Amen. The Sabbath year and the Jubilee year. What are some practical values of these two events for us? What are some things that how can we apply this to us now? These two events. Amen.
Like on Sundays, that's the day that we rest right now. We worship God.
Amen.
We're not supposed to really be doing anything. No ironing, no working, no cooking or anything. We're not supposed to do that. We could, to do what God really wants us to do, we could not do some of those things.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And knowing that the planting and the harvesting and whether it's naturally doing that or spiritually, so planting the word of God and sharing it with someone else and sharing it with our brothers and sisters, so that word in someone else, when it's planted, someone else coming behind it and watering it. Amen. So that God will give the increase with that. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sharing this morning with that. Hallelujah.
People to receive his blessing. That's in Leviticus 25, 1 and 2. And also, there's a time to work and there's a time to rest. They are both important. Important. That's in Leviticus 3 and 5. It's all in the Word.
Amen. Amen. It is a time for us to do that. Amen. And we should be excited when it comes to the things in everything that we do. All of our whether we're working naturally, whether we're in school, whatever, we should remember that everything belongs to the Lord. We should be doing it we should be giving God glory. He should get the glory in out of every aspect of our lives. And
Amen.
So it's just not about us on a Sunday morning. It's not about us on a Wednesday Bible study or prayer, but it is in every aspect of our
yeah.
lives that he is getting the glory. So we should be bringing glory to him. Not about us. He should be the light that is on the inside of us. It should be shining bright. Amen. And that's him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so our behavior, it should exalt his name. Our attitude, it should exalt his name. The way we carry ourselves in our daily operations, our daily activities through life, it should exalt his name. Amen. And so that the kingdom of God gets glory. And we should be excited about things. We are free. That's
yes.
the key word here. Freedom. No longer bound. No longer enslaved. But no longer living under obligation, but now we live under God's grace. Glory to God. Because we are free. Now, that don't give us no right to live any old kind of way, because yet still, like verse 25 says, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Leviticus says, it says, we got to keep it holy. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, we must keep it holy. Amen. Hallelujah. So in everything we do, it should be holiness should be, it should, you should say, nah, I know they really love the Lord in everything. It's holiness should be, a stamp should be on it. You should be able to tell they are really living their lives the way the word of God says. That's how we should, that we're exempt from being under the control of the slave master. We are no longer enslaved to this world, but we are free.
Amen.
Glory to God. We are not enslaved to political or civil or personal things. We are free today because of the blood shed. And that's an awesome thing. And that's what he wanted them to know, that it was a debt cancellation. Go home to your family.
Mm.
You don't owe nobody for that anymore. It's a debt. You have liberty. You are free now. You know, naturally, the world says Abraham Lincoln signed some kind of papers or something. But no, Jesus signed those papers, hallelujah, for us to be free. Glory to God. And we're no longer lawless, but we have a respect to righteousness and holiness. We're no longer yield to sin. We're no longer obedient to sin. Let's go back to the word obedient now. We're no longer, because we are free, we're no longer hearing sin. We're no longer trusting in sin. We're no longer submitting to sin or surrendering to sin or loving sin, because now we are free. We are obeying the word. Now we are respecting and obeying holiness and righteousness, the things of the kingdom. Amen. And it causes us to be law-abiding of citizens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we have a right to be joyous this morning. We have a right to have a party every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have a right to know that we are celebrating. Hallelujah. It's not just a how they observed 70 years, and we want to understand that was important. But now, because of this freedom, now because of the bloodshed, that the blood that was shed, we should be distinguishing and keeping the things holy. We should be confessing and professing and declaring the kingdom, that I am free. Glory to God. No longer bound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says the first of the celebrations remind us of the 7-day cycle of work and rest of the Lord intended. Second, both celebrations remind us of the Lord's provisions for our needs. Glory to God. The Israelites had to trust the Lord for food when they did not plant a crop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you just been in a place where the Lord said, trust me, hallelujah. Like Apostle said, when you know that those tithes are set aside for, well, Lord, I got to pay rent, or I got to pay this, but yet still you got to trust God that he is going to make a provision. Glory to God. We may be able to see where the money is coming from. We may not see where the bill is going to be paid. We may not see where the food is coming from. We may not see where the healing is coming from, but we got to know that we got to trust God. We got to stay obedient to that and know that we must trust him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Lord promised that if we are obedient to him, he will meet all our needs. We will not lack. Hallelujah. We will eat the good of the land if we are obedient.
Amen.
And so the third, both celebrations, and especially the Jubilee year, remind us of the need to care for fellow believers. We got to plant the word of God. Hallelujah. So it can be a harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was sharing with Mother Roberts that my son called and asked for a Bible. Hallelujah. My son was raised in holiness. Hallelujah. All my children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my son, last year when I had bought him a cross for Christmas, he told me, he said, I don't want to wear nothing about no cross. Hallelujah. And the Lord separated him from me. Hallelujah. Because, see, I wanted him to do it my way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. But the Lord put a separation, hallelujah, put him in the hills, in the valley, in California, glory to God. He said one night he was walking home, and he heard someone call his name. And he said, Mom, there was nobody there, hallelujah. And that began to intrigue him and compel him to want to know more and more about the gospel, hallelujah. He said, I know y'all are praying, hallelujah, for me. Someone was blessed with a car. The car broke down. A church van stopped behind it. The man said, I'll fix everything on the van if you come to Bible study. Hallelujah. My son's been going to Bible study. So when this week, hallelujah, he called and he asked for a Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I wanted to send him a Bible, but the Lord told me to wait. Hallelujah. He called and asked for the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we have to plant. Hallelujah. So that the water, someone is going to water that word. Hallelujah. Whether it's our neighbor, our children, whether our coworker, or whoever in the grocery store we may go in, the gas station every day with people we may see daily, or whoever, we got to plant so that it can be a harvest. Hallelujah. And we should not exploit them or oppress them in any way. Because they're not living like us. We shouldn't be oppressing them and exploiting them.
That's
hallelujah,
right.
But we should be lifting them up and saying, encouraging them to want this thing, encouraging them. See, God had to change how I did things, glory to God, because, see, I was exploiting my son because he wasn't living the way Maggie said live, glory to God. I was exploiting his weakness, glory to God, him being in poverty to being enslaved to sin. Oh, I think I'm better because I'm so saved. Hallelujah. And the Lord had to change my way of doing that. Hallelujah. Not to oppress him, but to encourage him to come to the word of God. This is what we got to do in this hour. The fourth is the bold celebrations remind us that everyday events should be holy events for our life. If you can't call it holy, then don't do it. Glory to God. Don't say it. Our daily lives should exemplify holiness. We should not divide our lives into secular and sacred. Glory to God. My God, my God. There should not be a divide in our life. Well, I can live holy in front of Apostle Asia. Or I can live holy in front of Mother Roberts. But when I'm separate, I'm just as free and loose in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The other night I was dancing with my daughter. Hallelujah. And I had to catch myself. Hey, come on back, Maggie. Hallelujah. And all things holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want her to see she don't need to see nobody twerking and jerking. Glory to God. She needs to see holiness. Glory to God. That
seed
needs to be planted for holiness so she can be able to say, glory to God, this is what I need to be exemplifying. This is what I need to be following. Not the jerking and the twerking. Hallelujah. Not having a separate lifestyle, but our lifestyle reflecting the word of God. Bold celebrations remind us. Fifth, bold celebrations remind us of the obedience to God brings joy.
Yes.
We should not be with our head hung low.
Mm-hmm.
We are free. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Sometimes the tears I shed are not sorrowful tears, but they're tears of joy that I am no longer bound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Daily he is delivering me and setting me free. I'm no longer the way I was last year, the way I was last month, or the way I was yesterday. I'm going through a transition daily in my life. Hallelujah. And it brings joy and excitement to me. Some may imagine that a close walk with the Lord leads to a burdensome life. That's not true. It's quite the opposite. Obedience brings great joy.
Great joy.
It brings great joy, excitement. It brings deliverance, brings healing. It brings breakthrough, freedom, liberty, no more consequences. Glory to God. It brings a level of integrity, of respect because of this. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so our practical points today are God prepares his people to receive his blessings. In Leviticus 1 and 2, it says, God brings, when Moses was on Mount Sinai, the Lord said to him, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. Mm. When you have entered the land I am giving you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath rest before the Lord every year, every seventh year. It was a blessing.
Mm.
Harvest. It's a two. We got to obey so that we can reap the benefit.
Amen.
It's a twofold with that. There is a time to work and a time to rest. They are both important. They're important. Both of them are important. Verses 3 through 5 says, for 6 years you must plant your fields and prune your vineyards and harvest your crops. But during the seventh year, the land must have a Sabbath year of complete rest.
Mm.
It is the Lord's Sabbath. Do not plant your fields, prune your vineyards during that year, and don't store away the crops that grow on their own and gather the grapes from your unpruned vines. The land must have a year of complete rest. Apostle asked me, she said, you need rest, woman of God. I didn't know the importance of that. But see, I feel my body can just go, give God give it breath. But there's a time they both are very valuable. They hold a lot of weight. When the Lord says to stop and rest, obey. When the Lord said get up and work, obey. We show appreciation to God by being good stewards over what we have, knowing that it is Him that gave it to us. Let's be good stewards over it. Let's not be wasteful. Let's not be unwise. But let's be good stewards. We cannot allow possessions to become more important to us than people.
Hmm.
I remember when I first got my car. Don't eat in my car. Don't walk in my car. I'm like, and the Lord dealt with me, Maggie, if the people can't get in, the kids can't get in the car, they got to take the shoes off to get in the car. And I'm like, Lord, it's a possession. It's not more valuable than people.
Mm.
Let us understand that. Resting and reflecting on the blessings of God brings joy, sorrow, but joy.
Mm.
We should be filled with joy, excited about the word of God. Amen. Now, at this time, we open the floor up for any shares. If you want to hit on one of the another question. Amen. How this series has been a blessing to you, whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. Amen.
Amen. When you have read application to remember daily that Christ has freed us from bondage and servitude to this world. When I studied that, what came to me was back in slavery. I thought about that. He brought his people out of slavery. And then I also learned that it's more than just one world. It's other worlds.
Amen. Amen.
That really touched me. And lesson 3, what were the Israelites to do with the product that grew on its own every seventh year? The question then arises about what do you do with the product that came up on its own during the seventh year? The food was available for them, for their servants, their higher works, their alien that was in the land, and their animals. They were not to harvest it or store it away, but it was available for them to eat. as needed by everybody. So that shows me right then and there. Although they couldn't harvest no food or anything, no fields or nothing like that, God still would have food for them to eat. All of those years, the whole 7 years, they didn't have to do none of that, but he still provided food for them. And I like that because right now, I'm going to say me. No, not me, not now, but it could be me like a year ago. If I didn't have milk in my house, I would go crazy. I'm not going crazy now if I don't have milk because God will provide. And I know because I have that type of faith. You know, all of this comes with faith too, prophetess. You have to have faith. Because
yes, Lord.
Faith, you ain't going to be able to do it. So we just have to work on faith right now.
Amen. 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 That is so true. It is the faith, the trustworthiness, and knowing that he will provide, standing firm, believing, being confident in the God you serve. Amen. Either you serve the God, you serve the milk, or you serve the God that created the cow to produce the milk. Glory to God. The plant, however they get this other kind of milk. They created or whatever, however it's created. But who do you serve? Amen. Where do you plant? Where are you putting your trust in? Glory to God. God is showing, when I say the Lord is blowing my mind with something, I'm excited. When I think about joy, it is the awareness of God's grace and favor and his blessings and provision in my life. I'm aware of it. And some days when I'm not aware, Lord, make me aware so that I will have an inner gladness, glory to God. I will have a calm delight, glory to God. My reactions will not be complaining and whining, but I will be excited and filled with joy and happy about the things that you are doing. We have to allow the Lord to transform our mind, because it is so quick to complain, it is so quick to whine, it is so quick to be bitter, angry in a place that is not representing and does not bring no glory to God. And so the Lord is calling us up out of that place. He wants us to trust him and stand firm and be confident in knowing that it will meet our needs. Glory to God. Being the apostle talked about fidelity. That is faithfulness. Being faithful and trusting that I'm not going to cheat on him with that milk. Glory to God. I'm going to trust him because he produced the cow. Glory to God.
Right.
He produced
all
the
right.
plant that gives the milk. Glory to God. I am trusting in my Father. Glory to God. That's how our behavior, we have to ask the Lord to shift our behavior, shift our mindset, glory to God, that it remains in a posture, in a place of holiness, glory to God, that we are not in any other, posture, glory to God, but we are in a place, we're in a posture, a position, glory, to be celebrating and excited. I used to be one of the meanest. That is not the way Christ, that is not how he wants us to be, glory to God. He wants us to be rejoicing, glory to God. This thing should be so contagious, glory to God. How they said COVID-19 was when it first came out, if somebody touched you, brushed upon you, glory to God, it was contagious. You might get this joy that we have, glory to God, knowing that we are free, should be contagious, glory to God. It should spread like wildfire to our, when we walk in the room, we should set the atmosphere, not causing our head to be hung low, glory to God. Now, woe is me, Lord, or living in a place that, in a position where we think that this thing is oppression, glory to God. It is the opposite. We not burdened. We serve a good God.
Yes.
We are aware of his grace and favor, glory to God. We have an inner joy, an inner gladness today because he lives and he dwells on the inside. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are vigilant. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are alert. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are watchful and attentive. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. That when we come up and it's not like God, glory to God, this thing that we have on the inside, it should change those atmospheres. It should change those people we are around. It should change. It should be a change.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't live in no lack or deficit. We're not in a defeated place. But we have the jubilee on the inside.
Yes.
The joy on the inside. Glory to God. Are there any other shares? Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless you for this morning, beloved. Amen. I truly enjoyed the teach this morning. Praise
Amen.
God. The emphasis on Jubilee and the strong emphasis on how everything truly belongs to God and how even when the children of Israel had to mortgage their land, that it was not for always, that in Jubilee that land had to revert back to them. Their children had to revert back to them.
Yes.
Because when God gives you something, amen, when he makes you a steward over something, it's not like someone else can come and take it because it wasn't yours to give in the first place. It was God's. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And so I truly enjoyed that. I believe that I have experienced the love of God concerning what he wanted me to be steward over, amen, and how he will constantly restore regardless of the choices that I have made, praise God. And I truly thank God for being merciful, amen, in my life. And I just
thank
want
you.
To say to you concerning sin, we're not just delivered from sin. We have the victory over the whole world sin system. See, the world is a system of sin. Amen, praise God.
Yes.
And Jesus overcame the world. Amen,
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus.
And he overcame the world for us. So it's not just the choices that we make. He has delivered us from other people's choices, other people's mindsets, other people's expectations, amen, that we don't have to give into it. We ain't got to live that way, praise God. Amen. I was speaking to a woman of God, and she was saying how she thought that this brother was nice, and he began to speak to her, amen, and he spoke about his children and his wife, but then he made an advance to her. And she asked me, was I wrong, amen, to feel the way? I said, no, that's the world system. And so the world system will try to impose this way of life on you. But we got victory over that because Christ overcame the world for us, amen? And I say that, beloved, amen, no one can impose a crooked system on you, amen, praise God. You don't have to live the injustice, partake with the injustice, be a part of the injustice against God, amen, praise God. But we can choose, amen, to do it the way God says so in his word. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about Jubilee. I'm excited about the total restoration. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And all that God is doing. Amen. And in this year of abundance and expansion, praise God, and everything that God is releasing through the Sunday school, amen, I want to be able to possess it by faith and walk it out and walk it out and walk it out. So I don't know what type of dance, amen, prophetess was doing, amen, but she said, let all things be holy. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Let all things be. We want to walk like Jesus. Amen. Things be holy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that share. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are there any other shares?
I was going to say I thank God for the lessons that we've had. And ending up with the one on Jubilee is such a blessing because of the fact that that is our freedom. That's a time of freedom for us, that we can go forth and do what God says. And like she said, everything will be restored to us. Everything that God has for us, we can have as we walk in his holiness, as we walk in his character and just do what he's telling us to do, being obedient, because that's what we've talked about through the whole thing, is as we be obedient, God is going to do all those things for us, and we don't have to lack anything as we trust in him.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That is so true. Amen. We won't lack anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen that. I am seeing that, and the Lord is, my faith is I thank God that it is firm. It is standing firm, and it is not wavering like it used to be. Glory to God. I thank God that I am faithful to a faithful God. Amen.
Amen.
And so we are, at this time, we will collect Sunday school offering. We thank God for everyone that participated. If there's no other shares, if you know the way, the channels to give, we thank the Lord for the Sunday school offering. We thank the Lord for each and everyone that was a partaker this last 13 weeks with the fall quarter. Amen. Now, if you have not gotten your Sunday school lesson book for the winter quarter, which starts this coming Sunday, our lesson, we are now moving into the New Testament, and you can order it online. We'll send the link out again. Our is God's great blessing. Amen. And so
Amen.
We will start the new winter quarter this coming Sunday, the 4th. That's the 4th. Yes, December the 4th. And out of the lesson, there were three words that stuck out. If you can write these words down and allow the Lord to if you can look them up, because they will relate to this coming week Sunday school. And so we're going to start having vocabulary words so that we can start changing our vocabulary of things that really are not positive and that that we need to take out of our vocabulary, and we're going to start adding some words and knowing the definition of these words so that we can, our verbiage and stuff, it will reflect the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
And so the three words that stuck out were realize, receive, and respond. Realize, receive, and respond. Promise is another word, but those four words: realize, receive, respond, and promise. Amen.
Amen.
And so we thank God how we're getting ready to we've already shifted. Amen. We thank God for the shift, how we're moving forth in the promises and God's blessings, great blessings. We are in that shift now. We're in that alignment with that word. And so on next week, we will be coming out of Luke, the first chapter, verses 8 through 20. If you do not have a Sunday school book, Luke 1, 8 through 20. Amen? And so Apostle gave a word. And continuing to allow the Lord to minister to you with faith, the word faith, being faithful, being fidelity, confidence, courage. These words that were spoken into our hearing today, allowing the Lord to minister to you in your devotional time with him this week, that one-on-one time, and we're going to apply these words and start using these words when we pray, so that it will build our vocabulary. It will cause us to stand firm and fast on the word of God. And we're not moving. We're not wavering. We're not trusting in nothing else. We're faithful. We're faithful generation. Amen. We are faithful people. Our children are going to be faithful. We're declaring and decreeing this stuff into the atmosphere. So we're just the words that were spoken into our hearing this week, today, we're going to apply them to us this week. So, and we're going to see a shift. I'm believing God, and that is what we are praying for with the Bible study, the prayer services for Cornerstone Deliverance Church underneath Apostle Asia Francis, the prayers on prayer nights, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Bible study, Sunday worship and Bible in Sunday school, we are praying for us to see a turnaround this week, for us to see the benefits, for us, for God to just cause, for him to bless us, and for us to be attentive to see it. Amen. For us, for us to be aware to see it. So being watchful. We're going to be watchful this week because God getting ready. The way the enemy tried to cause danger, because we are changing, our mindset is being changed and renewed. We are avoiding danger because we are in a provision of safety, being sound. Our mindset is sound. We are not double-minded, but we are sound. And so we're going to see we're going to reap the benefits this week. Amen. We're going to reap a harvest this week from this, from what's been ministered to us in the last 13 weeks. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing and I'm trusting God. All right. I'm going to release the line to Mother Robinson. She can bless the offering. And if she can release the line to dismiss us. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the ones that was able to give. Lord, bless them. Give them their money back tenfold. Lord, bless the one that didn't have to give today, but would give later, but would have to give later on. Father, in your son Jesus' name, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, God, for all that was released on your word today. As we go forth on next week, God, let us be able to understand, and like Prophetess said, those four words is really six words that she gave us, God. Let us study it through the week so we'll be able to move with the movement. Father, in your son Jesus' name, Lord, bless everyone that was on the line today. Remember our pastor. Thank God that she was on the line, God. Lord, remember our host, Prophetess Maggie. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this line, God, but never from your presence, in your son Jesus' name, amen. Agape love.
Agape love.